You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
When we reiterate, we are being redundant in more ways than we may realize.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning.
Anne, why is this word redundant? Because no one has ever corrected me on that before.
I'll bet that's true, because this one is flying below the radar for a lot of people. Reiterate is redundant because iterate means, according to most standard dictionaries, to utter or do again. In other words, iterate means the same thing as reiterate. So then reiterate...
It's just an extra syllable.
It is just an extra syllable. Merriam-Webster has a wonderful usage note where they say, if you want to get technical about this, reiterate should mean to say again, because you are reiterating it. Most people are not worried about this. And I do have to note, and I am going to go here, that people are concerned about irregardless.
Oh, you went there.
I did. And I know that many people don't like irregardless because you have the ear and the less, and so it's redundant. But reiterate, also redundant, but accepted as standard. Now, let's go back to iterate. Do you use the verb iterate?
I personally do not. However, I am married to a computer programmer who tells me he uses it all the time.
I'm not surprised. I saw an article that was about what a cliche iterate or the iterative process has become in Silicon Valley. It is used in the business world and the computing world to talk about processes in which you have rounds of analysis or cycles of operation to get to a decision, or formulas where you substitute in the answer from the previous round into the new round, that this iterative process. Now, I think many of us don't use iterate to mean say again. Brian Garner, in his well-known usage guide, raises the concern that some people are using iterate to mean to underscore or ensure, which didn't sound familiar to me. He has an example about someone iterating their place in history. But this has been on my mind because I got an email from two colleagues who said the subject line was, "Why in the world are we now iterating?" And then the message was, "What happened to good old-fashioned thinking?"
What did happen to good old-fashioned thinking?
Well, I emailed them back immediately and said, wait. Can you use iterate to mean think? Tell me what's going on. I might have to talk about that on the radio. And my colleague emailed me back and she said, I do hear iterate to mean think in spoken language, but here's another weird example. And she sent me to an article on Grub Street, the website, about what Trump's victory might mean for the food industry. And here's the relevant sentence. Really, the closest Trump has come to iterating a concrete policy was when blah, blah, blah.
I've never heard that used that way before.
I know. Iterating a concrete policy. That sure sounds like stating or articulating or putting forward potentially a new use of iterate. I think my message here is iterate is a verb to watch. There's stuff going on here as the meaning shifts. I wonder if because we're using reiterate to mean say again, now iterate is kind of a free agent to mean some other stuff.
Well, Anne, I'm going to say it once, have a good weekend. And now I'm going to iterate, have a good weekend.
Thanks, Rebecca.
Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan and the author of Fixing English, Prescriptivism and Language History. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And while you're there, give us a review. We like to hear what you think.